best CPAP machines, top-of-the-line devices from brands like ResMed and Philips Respironics. Call now and get one of these overstocked CPAPs for a fraction of the price. We'll even give you free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-900-3118. The best part? No insurance needed. We're giving out these CPAPs at prices so low, they'll cost less than your copay and deductible through insurance. CPAP.com has shipped over a million orders and has the world's largest selection of CPAPs and accessories. With no retail overhead or costly middlemen, we're the best way to get comfortable, effective sleep apnea equipment at incredibly low prices. Again, CPAP.com has overstocked premium CPAPs. Call now to get a ResMed or Philips Respironics machine for a fraction of the price with free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-900-3118. Hurry. When these overstocked CPAPs are gone, they're really gone. That's 1-800-900-3118.
Hi, Mark Goldstein here for Edwards Carpet. It's time for our President's Day sale, and we're pulling out all the stops. We have specials on carpet, on waterproof flooring, laminate, wood, and luxury vinyl tile. Let's start with Smart Strand Forever Clean, Mohawk's most durable stain-resistant carpet, starting at just $3.99 a square foot. That's the lowest price we've ever offered on Smart Strand Forever Clean. We also have Shaw Anso Nylon starting at just $3.99. Completely installed. Luxury vinyl tile for just $4.99 installed. Low prices are just the beginning. We also pull up your old carpet and haul it away and move your furniture free. And there's more. 12 months interest-free financing, and we're going to cover the tax by giving you a discount equal to the tax. If you've been waiting for the right sale to buy flooring, this is it. Low prices, free pull-up and furniture moving, 12 months free financing, and pay no tax. It just doesn't get any better than this. So hurry in. Sale ends at close Sunday.
Come on down to Edwards Carpet Stores.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots.
Turn that volume up.
Listen in
lots
your
to share.
Or your underwear.
Yeah, maybe we don't wear underwear.
On the air.
Listen in
so
the mood.
Join us, partners, and him.
There's no fun left on
the air.
Full
of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
dank. Urine soaked L-O's.
Wow.
I can't explain why that's funny. I promise my wife, if she's listening, I promise she did not laugh at that. She would never understand why stank urine. She just wouldn't, but I thought it was funny. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February 16th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. I believe you know who they are. They are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're financial advisors. In a moment, you're going to hear the one and only Eon the Peon Geis give their website and tell you a little something about them, and then I'll tell you more after that. MarkandJason.com.
Hey!
At the control board, why I just mentioned him. Eon the Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Yes, I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to receive money from your 401k, then it is a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
I look to my right and I see Dan Strauss. He looks like he's in a prison shirt, striped like a prisoner.
Oh.
He is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
I hate that he has a good voice. I really do. If I could go back and do this all over again, I'd choose somebody with a horrible voice, and I would sound better.
And it's not all the way back, either. It's still a little scratchy.
And I still have that same crap that just hangs on.
I know.
Refuses to let go. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses, huh?
finding.
I was at Ballast Dental Care today. I had an appointment at 1 o'clock. Had a cleaning and a scraping. I take the thing and scrape. And then they hit something. And they said, we got to get to this. This is a little stubborn coming off. And they finally scraped it all off. You know what it was, Red Boy? What do you think it was?
Cheese.
It was cheese. Yeah. A little piece of cheese. And now, if you would, a round of applause for
applause.
Applause.
You know what? Can you edit that out?
Sure.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. And now, a round of applause, if you would please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
It was because you were talking to that Chinese guy earlier. You interviewed him.
That probably messed with my head.
Yeah.
It takes a while to get that language kind of flushed completely. Yeah. When you're multilingual, like I am, many languages, it's sometimes it's confusing. Mm-hmm. It's like having multiple personalities or something. We're brought to you by Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, financial advisors. If you don't have a financial advisor, it means one of two or three things. It could be you don't have any money. Maybe that's the reason you don't have any money. You don't have a financial advisor. B, you don't think you need a financial advisor because that's for rich people. Wrong. Or C, you don't have a financial advisor. You have money, but you just don't have a plan of what to do with it. You just, you know, you don't care, you don't think about it, which means you might be stupid. Mark and Jason, here's the thing. The people that think that the only people who have financial advisors are wealthy, that aren't very smart. That is not true. Most of their clients are not wealthy. Wealthy is a subjective term. What's wealthy to some people isn't wealthy to others, but my point is this. Everybody that goes to Mark and Jason doesn't have millions of dollars. Some don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars. If you have $25,000 or more, and they do have a lot of people with much more, but $25,000 or more, how about a meeting? How about you set up a complimentary meeting? They're with Stiefel Nicholas, as I said, member of SIPC and NYSE. You set a meeting, meet with them, and then see what they think about what you're doing with that $25,000 or more. And they will give you a very, I believe, honest, at least I don't have any evidence to the contrary, because I know for a fact there are people that have said they looked at what we're doing and said, hey, well done. Doing some good things with this money. MarkandJason.com. From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by, of course,
McLean Cab.
Yeah, I just on the phone with them a while ago. You're aiming the PM Cab Company, and they've got a great app. Used it this weekend, STL Taxi. Download it. It's free. It's easy. And now, here's Bill Cleveland. Dan had to help me. I had a momentary lockup there, like a brain lockup. How you doing, Bill?
Hi, Bill.
You know what? Oh, talk about brain lockup. I'm supposed to push the button, and I didn't push. What is wrong with me?
Wow.
Look. Thank goodness for editing. So edit out everything from here back to this point. 3, 2, 1. Now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing? Going great.
Doing fantastic. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. Isn't this fantastic?
It's incredible. I was only able to be standing outside for a total of maybe 5 minutes, but, man, I loved it. It was great.
Well, I know some people are upset because, you know, it's the global warming thing and it's not supposed
Bring
to
be
those people.
Bring it on.
It's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, time's flying by. It's crazy. Monday we'll celebrate President's Day already, which is hard to believe. At one day of the year, as Americans, we salute the founding fathers by buying discounted mattresses.
That's what we do. We're off because we're in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Peons.
Oh, good.
Or whatever
good
he wants
deal.
To do. Yeah.
Well, there are some terrific President's Day sales out there, so get ready for those. For example, down in the city of St. Louis, people are buying aldermen 50% off. get those. Oh, good deal.
Corrupt politics.
Oh.
Corruption jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Corruption jokes. That's right. Well, you know, I love old people stories. We have a woman in New York celebrated her 104th birthday gambling at a casino.
Yeah.
Nice, right?
Yeah.
A little different than the way she usually gambles, you know, by going to sleep.
Yeah.
Good for her.
I'm almost
good
there.
Good for her.
And,
oh, come on. And finally. This is a little personal. How old are you, Frank? People ask me this all the time. How old is Frank? I have no idea.
How old do you think I am?
I would guess 65.
Seven.
67. Okay, that's close.
You were close.
All right, there you go. Well, 67 is the new 66. So
no, it's not. It's the new 87. I feel like it's the new 87.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Donald Trump today had a field day bashing all the news reporters. You see, this is like the greatest thing ever.
I didn't see it today.
Oh, man, they're fantastic. He bashed all the news reporters at the White House. It was great. In fact, Brian Williams said he hadn't seen the press ripped apart this bad since he attended the Thomas Jefferson inauguration.
Poor Brian. Well, you talk about a guy who really is taking a beating. Man.
Now, he's still on the air, though. He's on.
Yeah, I'm really surprised there hasn't been a sit-down special one-on-one with Brian. I really am with Brian.
Wouldn't you just take your money and run? Like, why just do something else? Well, he doesn't have to work.
He has to have plenty of money, but I would watch it if they just sit down and go, Brian, what in the world happened here? Let's talk. I'd watch that.
I think he just likes to be on TV.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You got it. See you later.
And here's the thing. Nobody's watching him. I mean, the only worst punishment, the only worst, they could put him like an 11.2. That would be the only thing worse.
Oh, man.
Nobody. Yeah, nobody.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I was right. Johnny, you know, if anybody could have used the advice of Mark and Jason, it'd be Johnny Depp. See, I don't feel sorry for people like Johnny Depp when they get in financial trouble. The spending $30,000 a month on wine. What, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's...
What's the matter with you? He's gone through $75 million. He lost $40 million and didn't even know he had lost it or gone. This guy's insane. I mean, he may be the greatest actor in the world, but he's got a multi-million-dollar painting collection. He has 200 paintings. These are Andy Warhol paintings, other names that I don't know, but they're worth a lot of money. Jewelry. He has 70 guitars, Dan.
70 guitars?
70 guitars. He's not even a musician, really, in a band. 70 guitars.
Does he play? I guess he plays a little bit, maybe.
Well, he'd have to. But you know how many luxury vehicles Johnny Depp has?
Wow.
45.
What?
Not 45 Chevys, 45 luxury cars. He has an $18 million yacht, a private jet, and $75 million in 14 different real estate acquisitions, including some homes in Hollywood, some penthouse lofts in downtown L.A., a farm in Kentucky. Kentucky? Johnny Depp does not fit in Kentucky.
No.
And he has a chain of little islands that he owns in the Caribbean and a chateau in France. Well, he deserves to be in financial trouble.
I think the people that were handling all his money said
he's suing them.
Oh yeah, because after he sued them, they go, "Well, you want to find out why he's broke? Not because of what we did."
So they released and make public his stupid purchases. In Clifton, New Jersey, there's a proposal to change the name of a street. And some of the residents, this is absolutely legitimate story out of New Jersey, some of the people don't like it and they don't want the street changed to this name because they're afraid they'll be the butt of jokes.
Huh.
The street, it's a short street, it's now known as Ellsworth Street. They want to change it to Dick Street.
Wow. Wonder why.
Now, they say changing it would make it easier for first responders to find it. I'm not sure I understand what that means. But there are residents, they say, who fear that the new name, Dick Street, will conjure up, and here's the quote, off-color associations. What are they telling you about? What's wrong? What are they telling you?
Doesn't make any sense.
One of the residents, neighbors that lives in the area, says people laugh if they hear something called Dick Street. It's not exactly a name that should be used for a street. They can name it anything. I don't care, but don't name it Dick Street. And so he said they name it anything. Okay, I'd come back to him and go, okay, we've decided on F-word street.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm not sure. See, I don't understand. Like when these guys laugh at 69, we've never understood.
No,
I don't.
We, folks, we don't think like that. The three of us, our minds don't go there to the gutter. So we don't even understand what's so funny.
No.
Dick Street. Let me think of it. Dick. I live on Dick Street. Do you get it?
No.
Maybe somebody on the city council has got something in for somebody named Richard or something.
What's your address?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe he's on the board.
What's your address? 6969 Dick Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, for some reason, somebody think that'd be funny.
Hmm.
I don't get it. I don't get this either. We got a guy and arrived at the Singapore airport Sunday, and he had a gold bar in his rectum.
I know. I don't know why rectum is so funny.
36-year-old smuggler from Tamil Nadu, taken in for questioning, checked his bags, the security system somehow attracted the attention of the customs people. They had some LED lamps in his luggage, so that they opened the LED lamps and found 8 gold bars weighing roughly 800 grams concealed inside the back covers of the lamp. So I'm assuming that there you can't transport, gold. 800 grams, Peon, that's like...
Let me...
800
my goodness,
grams?
That's a lot.
Is that how big the gold bar was in his rectum?
No. We'll get to that.
800 grams is 1.7 pounds.
Okay. In these lamps. So then they start talking to the guy, and they ask him if he have any more gold he's trying to transport. And he says no. So they did the wanding metal detector thing, and around his buttocks, and they found it was actually 12 gold bars in his rectum that together weighed 2.5 pounds.
Oh, wow.
I was able to get an interview with this guy. No one else interviewed him, just me. It was very brief. I'll play you a part of it. I will translate. I speak all Asian languages.
Oh.
I was able to get the gold bars in my rectum because I have a very large rectum. It was easy for me to do. I regret it. I am sorry. I won't do it again. That's what he said right there.
Did you interview him in a really hollow room?
Yes.
Oh,
I had to go down. Actually, it was a satellite.
Yeah.
They had him in a holding cell. Oh. Hollow holding cell. All right. Let's just get to what is one of my all-time favorite jokes ever. I've known it since high school. Ladies, get in here, please.
That's nice.
You're going to know it, you guys are, as soon as I start it. I'm just a slightly different twist on it. I'm putting Ernie in it, the fifth grade. It's a fifth grade class. And the teacher is a firm believer in being able to communicate because, kids now, it's all looking down at their phones and their tablets, and they don't communicate. They just look down. And so this teacher is telling these kids, you have to know how to speak. Not only to other people, but in public. I want you to get up, and you need to know how to create and how to write. Now, I want you all to write. I'll give you one word, and I want you to write a poem, and I want you to use it. And that word is Timbuktu. And I want a poem with Timbuktu tomorrow, and I'm going to call on, might be you, you never know, to get up and read your poem. And I mean everybody. Now, this makes Ernie nervous because Ernie has a little bit of a speech impediment, kind of like Freddie Freeman. But the next day, a teacher comes in. She says, I hope you all did your homework. Jimmy, stand up, Jimmy. He stands up. She says, read your Timbuktu poem for us. He said, I'll be glad to, Miss Swanson. Slowly across the desert sand, trekked the dusty caravan. Men on camels, two by two. Destination, Timbuktu.
Whoa.
Boy, the teacher said that. Jimmy, that was fantastic. Thank you. You can be seated. Ernie, stand up, please. Read us your poem that has Timbuktu in it. Ernie's very nervous because Ernie has a little bit of a speech impediment. And he's also a real country kid. He says, Tim and me a-huntin' we went. We met three hookers in a pop-up tent. They was three and we was two, so I bucked one and Tim bucked two.
Well, I wonder if this guy was in a pop-up tent.
Oh, God.
Way to go, Tim.
Yeah, buddy.
Here's Tim Wiley with traffic.
All right. If you are traveling on westbound Highway 44, you're going to be hitting the brakes. And sunshine, sun's almost down, but sunshine is causing this slowdown from Arsenal, and that goes all the way through Elm. You're also going to be heavy from a little bit west of the Merrimack River Bridge out to 141. Eastbound 40 downtown is heavy. Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound, that's solid now between Compton out through McCausland. Had that accident. It was on eastbound Highway 40 between McKnight and McCutcheon. The left lane was blocked. Hockey traffic, the accident, you're jammed back to Highway 270. If you're going out westbound 364, look for slow traffic between the Maryland Heights Expressway out through 94. Eastbound 270 was just a little heavy east of McDonald through Lindbergh, and then 170 through New Florissant. And southbound 270, slow pockets now from Olive down through Highway 44. Staples, they have low prices on everything you need to promote your business this year, from business cards, brochures, banners, pens, magnets, even calendars. Visit staples.com/copy and print for more. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 till 6. Hi, it's John Carney, inviting you to join me for the Carney Show weekdays at 1 right here on the Big 550 KTRS. Hey, it's John Carney, and we're taking a trip. Join me for an amazing 11-day excursion to France. October 19th, we'll head to Paris for meals in the shadow of the Eiffel Tower. We'll jump on the high-speed TGV train to Provence, a tour of Cezanne's workshop. We'll pop into Monaco and Nice and so much more. And since you're going with me, you know we'll eat well and enjoy some of the greatest wines in all of France. I'm proud to partner with Colette, North America's premier tour operator, for this trip of a lifetime. It's a magical 11 days in France with me, October 19th. For more information, go to my page on KTRS.com and click on the banner for more information. That's KTRS.com. Go to the Carney Show page and click on the banner about the trip, and we'll all head to France together, October 19th.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a man over 40 who can't stay in shape, it's not your fault. Your body has less free testosterone, and that can put any guy in a slump, even a Hall of Fame slugger like Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
After I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's stamina product. Powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424.
Thanks to Nugenix, I'm really getting after it again.
With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. Get your complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424. That's G-E-T to 42424.
Did you know that Social Security was meant to be a tax-free benefit? If you are drawing Social Security, are you paying tax on your benefits? Do you know why? Or for those of you that have not started Social Security, do you know if you will pay tax on your benefits in the future? As the owner of a tax office and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show, I understand how taxes can erode your retirement income. I have found that there are two tax systems in the U.S., one for the informed and one for the uninformed. Unfortunately, the uninformed pay more taxes than they should. In my next Social Security seminar, I will discuss how you could maximize your benefits and potentially eliminate or reduce the tax on Social Security. Reserve your spot today by calling 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, member FINRA and SIPC.
There's no better example of a business that has you covered from top to bottom than the Ceiling Center on the Rock Road. Think about it. They specialize in acoustic ceilings, drop ceilings, metal ceilings, and more. And it doesn't stop there. Your floor is covered too. Literally. Hardwood, tile, great carpet selections with names like Shaw, and so much more. The Ceiling Center is your one-stop shop from top to bottom. Their showroom has over 20 different tile selections to choose from. Plenty of wood samples, carpet swatches, and more. The Ceiling Center, locally owned and operated and priced well below the big box stores. Good luck getting service after the sale from those giant places too. The Ceiling Center prides itself on their extensive warranties. Ed and his staff want you back, so it does get done right the first time. The Ceiling Center, on the Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of 270, and online at theceilingcenter.com.
Hi, Mark Goldstein here for Edwards Carpet. It's time for our President's Day sale, and we're pulling out all the stops. We have specials on carpet, on waterproof flooring, laminate, wood, and luxury vinyl tile. Let's start with Smart Strand Forever Clean, Mohawk's most durable, stain-resistant carpet, starting at just $3.99 a square foot. That's the lowest price we've ever offered on Smart Strand Forever Clean. We also have Shaw Anso Nylon, starting at just $3.99, completely installed. Luxury vinyl tile for just $4.99 installed. Low prices are just the beginning. We also pull up your old carpet and haul it away and move your furniture free. And there's more. 12 months interest-free financing, and we're going to cover the tax by giving you a discount equal to the tax. If you've been waiting for the right sale to buy flooring, this is it. Low prices, free pull-up and furniture moving, 12 months free financing, and pay no tax. It just doesn't get any better than this. So hurry in. Sale ends at close Sunday.
Come on down to Edwards, Edwards Carpet Stores.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us this season at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
The St. Louis FC season is right around the corner. Get your tickets now for all 16 home games. The first two seasons included sold-out crowds and an authentic soccer experience. There's cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you don't want to miss. For more information, visit stlouisfc.com.
I know you're trying to eat healthy, and sometimes you're busy with work and it's hard to eat healthy, but not if you have dynamic vending in your kitchen, in your office. Healthy options from the largest vending company in St. Louis, Dynamic Vending. They have micro markets. How would you like a salad or a wrap or maybe even a Starbucks or hummus for lunch? All available, all at no cost to the employer. Dynamic Vending will come in and revolutionize your kitchen. Dynamic Vending and micro markets. DynamicVending.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Bottle of wine.
bottle of wine.
When you gonna let me go?
Oh my goodness, I know.
Let me go.
I know what that means. I'm sure that Mike Evans saw that Johnny Depp story and said $30,000 a month on wine. And big deal. He's ready to go, I assume. And he's brought to you by Annie Guns. Oh, I'll be there tomorrow night for dinner. I can't wait. It's been a while. Annie Guns Restaurant. It's in the Chesterfield Valley. And next to it is the Smokehouse. Same ownership. Both run perfectly, actually. And gift cards are always a good idea. They sell thousands every year. You folks who only think of gift cards in the holiday season, you can knock that off. You should think of it all the time. Today, every day is somebody's birthday. How about a gift card? Gift cards from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mike Evans.
There you go, man.
How you doing?
Four stars.
You're not five stars?
Four
is your best. Yeah. Okay.
Pop quiz question. Euro Disney continues to underperform all the other Disney amusement parks. But Mother Disney Corporation is coming to the rescue. Now, remember that Disneyland here in California originally cost $12 million to make, to build the whole park.
Which then was huge.
Yeah. How much money is Disney Corporation dumping into Euro Disneyland? $250 million? $500 million? $1 billion or $1.5 billion, answer in a minute. TV news, Jimmy Fallon is getting his butt kicked by Stephen Colbert. However...
And there's always a however in life.
Johnny Carson, what? Jay Leno, and David Letterman all had higher ratings.
Higher ratings than...
Fallon or Colbert.
I just cannot believe that Colbert is now beating Fallon. He's not funny.
I know. Sad that Tom Cruise's mother has passed away, but even sadder, 20 years ago, Tom Cruise brainwashed his mother with Scientology crap. She ended up leaving her home in Florida, her friends, her happy life, her husband, to become a pawn for Scientology.
Oh, my goodness.
I will not apologize for who I am.
I just, after that documentary... I guess not many people saw it, because if you did, how in the world could you be associated with this place?
I know. What's her name did it?
Leah Remini?
Yeah, Leah Remini. It is true. Harrison Ford's better half, Calista Flockhart, has been refusing to fly with him for years. Even begged him to stop. I wouldn't even ride in a car with him, to be honest with you. Movie news guarantee, the Oscar winner for Best Documentary, I'm calling it right now, is Over 200 Years in 100 Minutes. You can see it next week on Netflix. Another guaranteed Oscar winner, I'm calling it Best Animated Feature, will be Kubo and the Two Strings. Take the kids. It's great.
Never heard of it.
And a great, I think it's going to be a great movie, The Current War. Current as in electricity. Starring one of my favorite actors, Michael Shannon.
Yeah.
Who plays George Westinghouse, and his battles with Thomas Edison, played by Benedict Cumberbatch.
Look at this doggone refrigerator
No, not that Mike Shannon. This is another Michael Shannon as an actor.
Sorry.
Currently being shot in London, released Thanksgiving. I think it's going to be a good movie.
It sounds great.
Michael Shannon's great.
I think I still like him better.
No, not you. I mean, you're great too, Mike. But
did you ever hear I do Thomas Edison. Very few people.
Really?
Yeah, very few people do it. It's a little bit of Thomas Edison. I'm going to find a way to get out of this darkness. That's how it sounded.
That was his motivation, but
get out of the dark.
Tired of being in the dark. Tired of it.
I have a tape of George Westinghouse.
You do?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear it.
He was asked about his battles with Thomas Edison. How did that affect him? And he said, "He makes me sick."
That doesn't even make sense. That's the Kirk Douglas thing.
Yeah.
What happened?
Edit out Mike's part. Just edit the thing out.
I thought that was freaking brilliant.
George Westinghouse, edit that
out.
That
was freaking brilliant. You know
you're
it.
Right.
I know
no, you're right. No, you're
it.
Right. You know, I know what I was thinking. It was brilliant.
Makes me sick.
Oh, man.
Well, that could have been the day George Westinghouse was sick. Food poisoning or something.
Could have been.
He also, I also talked to him about when he went to school, to be as smart as he was, Westinghouse, who was his favorite teacher. He said, "Mr. Gallup, Mr. Gallup, Mr. Gallup, Mr. Gallup."
That was good.
So he sounded like...
No, that was good. Just tell me.
Oh.
Just tell me.
Oh, yeah. That was good. Yeah.
That was good.
Thank you. Wait a minute. I'm having another glass.
Yeah, please. Please.
I did not know that.
That was George Westinghouse.
I did. Two New York Post headlines. The volcano in Indonesia called Mount Sinabung erupted, bellowing smoke and blue and red flames almost 2 miles into the sky.
Wow.
A bong was billowing smoke?
Yeah, really.
You may
be ruining my report.
You may be close to the headline. Be careful.
Too late.
Are you ruining my report?
It's too late for that.
No, Mike, you did that. You did that earlier.
Post headline screams, "Skies are beautiful."
Not their best, but okay.
And breaking the news that monster North Korea's President Kim Jong-un's...
What a goofy-looking guy.
...cubby, always smiling, happy-go-lucky, playboy younger brother had been murdered. Above his picture, New York Post headline screamed, "He's a jolly dead fellow."
Oh, my goodness. That's a little cold.
I saw they capture that on video. It was a woman that did it. It was some, like, noxious, poisonous gas they shot right into his nostrils.
She was wearing a LOL shirt.
Yeah, her shirt said
serious?
LOL
Where'd
on it.
Where'd you see that? YouTube?
Yeah, it's online somewhere.
They showed her killing the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Anyway!
No.
No. And finally... Did I do my,
Yes, you did.
Yep.
Didn't know what I was going to say.
Yeah, we do. You didn't even know what you were going to say. You couldn't even think of it. Did you do your Westinghouse? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did I do my Johnny Carson?
Yeah.
It was really good.
That was really good.
Oh, it was. You're right.
That was really
fantastic.
Good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
How much money is Eurocorp dropping into the... Euro Disneyland, $250 million, $500 million, $1 billion, $1.5 billion.
Oh, $1 billion.
1.5.
I'm going all the way. 1.5.
$1.5 billion. Now, I'm not very good at math, but I tried to figure this out. If they tripled their attendance and charged $1,000, it would take them 30 years to get that money back.
That's not bad.
How does that work?
We'll never know.
Mr. Gallup, Mr. Gallup, Mr. Gallup.
That's great. That's good, man. That is good. That is good.
Well, I guess we better go with you. Bye-bye.
You youngsters, listen. If you're thinking about drinking alcohol,
don't
look at that. Look what happens. Yeah. That's what it does to you. Mm. You end up like that. That's sad.
Wow.
Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. At 1 o'clock today, I was in the chair at Ballast Dental Care. I had an appointment, and I enjoyed it. What? You enjoy going to the dentist? Yes, I did. I enjoyed it. Had my teeth cleaned, swapped a couple of stories, letting Mary lust after me while she was, doing her thing before Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe walked in. And he has walked in and looked at my teeth now for 44, 44 years. I can't believe it. That can't be right. Yeah, 44 years. No, more. More than that. Okay, hold on. 73, yeah, 44 years. I had a moment. I don't have a calculator in front of me, so. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, and if you're tired of either being afraid to go to the dentist or you know that it's time to go and you have not been for way too long, please accept this invitation. Ballast Dental Care. BallastDentalCare.com.
All right, let's get a final check on traffic right now this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, things are not winding down very well on the highways. At least there is an accident, one accident that I know of, and it's at Rivas Barracks at Highway 55. It's southbound 55 has gotten a little bit better. Southbound 270 is still running some slow to stop and go areas south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40 drivers still, the sun's been down, but they're still trying to get it to where it's moving between Shrewsbury and Elm. You have eastbound Highway 40 drivers. First of all, just before Highway 141, you've got a police stop, and that's causing drivers to slow down back to Clarkson. And then you've got the hockey traffic in that earlier accident that's jamming things up from Highway 270 all the way in through Big Bend. Westbound Highway 40 drivers still slowing from Vandeventer out through McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They do have low prices on everything you need to promote your business this year. Business cards, brochures, banners, pens, magnets, calendars. Visit staples.com/copy and print for more. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Live and local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
A good night's sleep starts with the right pillow. That's where MyPillow comes in. And now, for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special tab, and use the promo code SKY. That's promo code SKY. Or call 1-800-635-1825 now. That's 1-800-635-1825 to take advantage of this four-pack special. You'll get 40% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com with the promo code SKY. Better sleep starts with MyPillow.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes. People you may not have heard of who helped make our way of life possible.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. Rebecca Lee Crumpler was born in 1831 and was raised by her aunt, who spent her time taking care of ill neighbors. This influenced her to go into the medical profession, since medical care for poor Black folks was non-existent during the antebellum years. Rebecca Lee Crumpler worked as a nurse in Charleston, Massachusetts between 1852 and 1860, but the need for care for the wounded Civil War soldiers led her to pursue an MD, which she earned in 1864. She was in the first generation of women of color to break into medical school fighting racism and sexism. After the war, she moved to Richmond, Virginia to focus on the need of freed slaves and write the book of Medical Discourses, one of the first known medical writings of an African American and an early guidebook on public health.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month on the Big 550 KTRS.
Be prepared for every season with Firestone FR710 all-season tires. They're now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Try the exotic Havana Heat at Buffalo Wild Wings. This brand new creation combines powerful Cuban spices into one amazing sauce. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
We are glad you chose to join us today. Look, again, when you see a police officer, say thank you for what you do. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Big concerns tonight for an area realtor. Someone is posing as the owner of this house she's renting. He's even taking calls.
A brush fire burned out of control, the acres lost, and what residents believe started it.
Convicted of killing a 13-year-old boy, how long his killer will spend behind bars.
But first on Fox and all new at 6, creepy and perhaps even criminal.
An area realtor stumbles upon what she fears is a new scam. Andy Banker is here with the story only on Fox. Andy, creepy.
Yeah, a little bit. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Department thinks so, too. They're investigating now. It appears someone hacked into an online ad for a house for rent in Fenton. Someone with a California phone number claiming to own the house. Home for rent.